Of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. How many of us here have seen the Disney film, The Lion King? Show of hands, who's seen The Lion King? Lots of us. It's one of my favourite films, and there's a Swahili phrase that's used in the film. It's sung by Timon and Pumbaa in their famous song. Does anybody know what this is, what this phrase is in the song? Yeah, Richard? Hakuna Matata, exactly. Does anybody know what it means? No worries. Thanks, Carrie. No worries. Exactly. So The Lion King is one of my favourite films, and it has a connection with one of my favourite passages in the Bible, which we've just heard, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, effectively, in this reading, no worries. Don't worry about your life, or about what you'll wear, or what you will eat. Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? No worries. But of course, many of us do worry, don't we? And one of the greatest worries of our time at the moment is the great sense of anxiety that many of us feel about climate change. This has an official term, climate anxiety. And this is understandable. We know that we are facing a climate emergency, that there are many species of birds and fish and mammals that are under threat, and we need to make changes to the way that we live in order to avoid the worst consequences of climate change. Climate anxiety is completely understandable. And it's worth noting that Jesus is not saying there's nothing to worry about. What he is saying is that worry can be destructive. It can eat away at us. It can prevent us from noticing the good and the hopeful things. It can distract us from questions of deeper importance. Worry doesn't solve our problems and can even prevent us from seeing solutions. That's why Jesus is saying, no worries. In his words to us today, Jesus invites us to take a step back from all the many things that worry us and get some spiritual lessons from nature itself, from God's creation. Harvest, especially, is a time to remember that the value of all creation comes from its source, which is God. Jesus says, consider the lilies, look at them. They're valuable in and of themselves. They are beautiful. They don't do anything. They don't earn anything. They don't toil and labor and work, but God values them. In the same way, all of us are valuable to God as we are, not because of what we earn or what we do or what we consume or what we wear. We are valuable to God because God created us. Simply being there with God, our Creator, in prayer, in worship, in thanksgiving, as the lilies are just there in the field, simply being there with God in prayer can set us free from our worries and enable us to have the kind of contemplative and compassionate outlook on the world that we need if we are to address the climate crisis with a sense of hope and a sense of courage. Jesus reminds us that nature itself, God's creation, can heal us and calm our anxieties. God works through the natural world to bring about renewal. This is something I think many of us discovered in lockdown. Many of us turned to nature, to God's creation, as a way of coping with all the stress and all the uncertainty. I discovered just how healing it can be to step away from my desk and my email inbox and go for a walk. And I still do this now. I try, where possible, to walk rather than take the car, not just because I can't get any petrol. And I wondered, I might do a quick show of hands to find out whether other people became a bit more connected to God's creation during the pandemic. So how many people went walking a bit more than normal during the pandemic? Quite a lot of us. What about gardening? Did anyone have time for a bit more gardening? Yeah, there's lots of hands there. What about growing vegetables or other food? Yeah, quite a few. Yeah, good. So can you tell me what you grew? What did you grow? What did you grow in your garden? Some beans. Oh, lovely. It's so nice. They just taste better, I think, when you grow them yourself, don't they? That's wonderful. And what about seeing any birds or hearing a bit more bird song? How many of us managed to do that? Quite a lot of us. Wonderful. So in response to all that might worry us about climate change, we can remember that God's creation itself is good and healing and renewing for our mind, body, and soul. The Mental Health Foundation recently wrote a report called Mental Health and Nature, which found that developing a stronger relationship with our natural world will be a critical part of our response, both to the environmental crisis, but also the mental health challenges that are connected with it. And as a church here at Holy Trinity, we are so blessed to have beautiful outdoor spaces, which makes us so well placed to support people in strengthening their connection with the natural world and the beauty of God expressed within it. And how many of us have been to our forest church services? They're really fun, aren't they? And a wonderful way to connect with nature. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's not that there are no things to worry about. It's just that worrying by itself cannot solve the problems that worry us. Only a shift in our values and our attitude can do that. Valuing the kingdom of God, seeking first the kingdom of God, and knowing our place within it. Every day, and especially at harvest time, we must seek first the kingdom of God, a peaceable kingdom full of hope and renewal, and where we really can say to everyone, no worries. Amen. Please stand to declare and affirm our faith.